This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should
rock
the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, we just got back from Atlanta. Got much to tell you there. We did a tea party motivating some people out in Georgia to get the little pieces moving and get the job done. We should all be doing. Shouldn't be standing around expecting someone else to do the job for us, and we've been given the gift of freedom, correct? I know we all agree.
I agree.
And I wasn't saying I was all-knowing. I was just going to say we all know. So
we all know, and we folks, all agree.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. It is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com, online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. As well, friends, what I was talking about over the last couple of weeks, we just launched our brand new media page, giving you the news that no one else wants to. And it's not just the left, as you call it, friends. We're talking about the right as well. We're not going to magnify the problems without giving you the results. Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media is now up, and it is the news source. We're going to give you the answers, because that's what the American people need, is the answers. And we're showing you how to do it through our example as we follow Christ, follow us, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, that's what our brand new online update web source and resource for media information. You can check that out. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, as well as you can go back over to Facebook and check out Bradley Dean EE. Two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. Personal page, friends, I've said it quite a few times, but we're closing up on that page, so if you want to jump on there, you better do it quick. Bradley Dean EE. Folks, you can also check us out online in so many different sources. We're on WorldNet Daily. We're on Western Journalism. We're on Freedom Outpost. We're on 40 different outlets every week. As a matter of fact, we're on News with Views today. If you'd like to check out that outlet, News with Views. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio, and right when we come back, after we give it over to Stephanie, we're going to go ahead and see what's on headline news across the nations today.
Well, that sounds good. Well, of course, this is Monday this is Wednesday afternoon, and it's kind of like a midday pick-me-up. You know, sometimes it seems like the weeks go by fast, sometimes they go by slow. But you know what? During the middle of the week, it's nice to have a little bit of trivia to make sure your brain is still operating and functioning. Now, I want to give you some little highlights and some trivia regarding the presidents of the United States that you may not yet know. John Adams, for example, was the first president to reside in the White House, moving in November of 1800.
While still being built?
That's right. While the paint was still dry, it says. Yes, it was still being built. The paint was still being dried, but he was nevertheless moving into the White House. Now, John Quincy Adams, his son, was actually the first president to be photographed. If you think about how far we've come in the advances in technology ever since.
Have you seen the pictures?
I've seen pictures.
He looks like a determined eagle on top of a branch. I'm not even kidding you.
He does. He looks like a seasoned eagle. That's the perfect way to describe him. John Quincy Adams is a wonderful man, too, as well. Did a lot of good things to fight against slavery and so on and so forth. But William Taft.
The whole family was a bunch of abolitionists,
including Abigail. William Taft was the first president to own a car. If you can imagine
that. Say
that
again.
William Taft was the first president to own a car.
Now, this is the president that got stuck in the tub.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Was it
He was the guy that was stuck in the tub. Every time I hear his name,
Taffy,
I always think
Taffy,
of Taffy.
Taffy
yes,
Kitt.
Every
well,
time.
Well, you know, it had to be a big car with a big front seat in order for him to be able to fit in that if he gets stuck in the bathtub. Who knows what happened to him in that new car of his. Harry Truman, you know, he's the guy that did the saying that said, you know, the buck stops here.
Yeah.
He had another really good saying.
He said the saying. He didn't do the saying. He said the saying.
Didn't I say said?
No, you didn't.
Okay,
I was the one that was in Atlanta, Georgia. You weren't. What have you been doing for the last 2 days?
Well, Harry Truman, he also popularized the saying, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen, which is another great saying. So he really had some nice things. He actually read every book in his hometown library as well, for those of you who may not have knew that about Harry Truman.
So, known. So in saying that, you're telling me that nobody else ever said that before Harry Truman?
I'm not saying that. He popularized
the There you
saying.
Go. That's a better way of saying it.
That's exactly what I said the first time, but you probably weren't listening to
me
because I said
my
the
head's
same
still probably
exact
in the airplane.
Thing.
Got a little jet lag.
That's
here.
Right.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson was the only president to have been a prisoner of war. He was also the only president to serve in both the American Revolution and the War of 1812. So definitely literally fighting for our country and for our freedom. John F. Kennedy was the only president to appoint his brother to a cabinet post, which is very good. Robert Kennedy, there's some great things about that man as well. John F. Kennedy's father actually gave him $1 million when he turned 21. Each of his 9 brothers and sisters got $1 million as well. Now, the sad thing about it is you have to think, where did that money come from and how was that money raised? If you do some research on the Kennedys, especially his father, you'll see that there is not some good ties going on there. He was actually, Mr. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, was the youngest American elected president and also the youngest to die in office. A few more here.
Yeah, 46.
That's right. Yeah. Grover Cleveland was the only president to be elected 2 non-consecutive terms. So that's kind of interesting, 22nd president. Dwight D. Eisenhower was the only president to serve in both World War I and World War II.
Who was that?
That was Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Wow, cool.
Yep. William Taft was the first of 2 presidents to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. John F. Kennedy is the other.
Yeah, I've seen them both.
Yeah. Sure. So it's amazing. If you go there, check it out. Very, you know, somber, very solemn place. There's no place like Arlington. Andrew Johnson had no formal education, if you don't know that. His wife actually taught him reading, writing, and math. And finally, Thomas Jefferson was an avid inventor who is accredited with inventing several items, including the coat hanger, the hideaway bed, and the dumb waiter. Just kind of interesting. Now, the coat hanger everyone should know and the hideaway bed, but the dumb waiter, that's kind of an interesting term. I wonder if it's just one of those statues where they have the tray sitting out and the waiter's there right for you. But Thomas Jefferson did invent many, many things, was a remarkable man, very intelligent too as well. So some interesting facts about the presidents that you may not know here on this Wednesday. And I know that you were just dying to know all of those things.
Well, I was.
I knew you were.
I lived to know what you're going to say.
That's right.
And
sometimes it's good to have some fun trivia. Especially when you kind of need
no,
to pick
like
me up in the middle of the
week. I like when you drop the little seeds. I really do, because I ponder these things. I really do. Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They will shake the gates of hell.
Amen.
And boy, oh boy, we're missing that today, aren't we?
We definitely are.
Yeah. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to see what's going on in your nation. As I've said over the last couple of weeks, folks, I love the revelation. The Lord said that he'd turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Well, let's show you what's going on across the nation right when we come back on the other side of this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I said right before the break, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. Who said that? None other than the great field preacher John Wesley, who I believe is a prophetic prophet. And if you look at the fruit of his ministry, he was ostracized from the church, John 16, just like George Whitefield was, John Knox. Any great man of God that has been used by God has been kicked out by the modernized church friends, the professed Christians, without fail. And he just happened to be one of them. So what they did is they kicked him out into his call, and he ended up actually preaching out into the fields of up to 1,500 people at a time.
Amen.
That would fall prostrate because he had preached the holiness of God.
That's right. And the church that has, you know, especially nowadays, the big smiles on their faces, everything's happy-go-lucky. If you look at a picture of John Wesley, he looks like a seasoned prophetic guy who's really gone through it, and he really did.
Looks like he's gone through hell, literally.
Yeah, literally.
To get to heaven.
Exactly. And he did a lot of that just riding on a horse and eating berries. And
250,000 miles on a horse.
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, it's amazing.
He preached up to five times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you said, he was eating berries.
Berries. Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who obviously loved the Lord enough and loved his people enough to go out there and literally ride, you know, 250,000 miles on horseback. How many people would even do that in an air-conditioned bus nowadays?
Oh, I was just going to say, can you imagine how many preachers complain about preaching once a day?
Exactly.
Speaking of which, maybe I should talk about Atlanta a little bit before we go on to show you how your nation is becoming hell and turned into hell because the American people allow a criminal in office to do just that. Isn't that funny? The people just stand back and they act in this country. For those that are listening to us outside of America, I'm ashamed of those that call themselves America. Americans, you really need to understand why. Because an American doesn't stand back, and a patriot doesn't stand back, and a Christian doesn't stand back and allow an administration to destroy its own country the way that a good portion of the American people are. And I also wanted to say it this way. The American people, for a good part and a good portion of our population from coast to coast, they expect someone else to right the wrongs that they are responsible to right. And it's as if to say, well, they've been given freedom to go ahead and live their own lives rather than to fight to remain it, to give unto their posterity for the time when they depart from this earth, that they can hand it down and hand the baton down to their children and say, listen, this is the price of freedom. What did John Adams say about
freedom? He said,
freedom?
On posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.
Amen. We ended up going out to Atlanta just 2 days ago. And what we did is we were shaking and rattling and rolling with a lot of people out there that were concerned about what was going on in their public school system as well as what's going on in politics in their state. And so what we did is there was a couple of us who actually flew down there, and we did our part to basically show them that it can be done. And what we did is we showed them the high school assemblies that we've done. We showed them pictures. And really what we were doing, friends, is pulling all the rugs from under their feet and just saying, hey, listen, there is no excuses. So I preached for about 2 hours, which I did unexpectedly. I could have probably went on for two more.
Yes, you could
of
have.
Of course. And in saying that, it's interesting the response of the people. We opened it up for about an hour after I was told I only had 5 minutes left. Matter of fact, I started out the program, friends, saying I was told I only have till 2:30 in the morning, so we'll take Q&A after 2:30 in the morning, and they thought that was funny. But there was a guy there that I'd actually did a house meeting at probably a couple months ago where I'd actually stayed up till, I think, what,
1:30?
1:30? 2?
Please, I was going to say 2.
Oh, at 2 o'clock in the morning we were preaching. But you know what? It was good to see that people were willing to stay. And when you look in Scripture, they preached all night.
That's right. And people were willing to stay so much that I actually just received this response from a man who heard you speak last night. It was yesterday. The night before. So 2 days ago now. He said, thank you so much. This is the best presentation I have ever heard in my life.
I hear it all the time.
Yep.
I hear it all the time, and I hear it because I know that the Holy Ghost is in operation during those times, and it's very prophetic. It's a prophetic time because I'll go off so many little rabbit trails because, again, when you go to a restaurant, not everybody that's walking in the door to go to the menu is going to order the same thing, but the Lord knows what these people are coming for and what they need at that particular time. So it's very prophetic, and we just go through some of the presentation, and we just let them know that we can do this. So when it came to the time for Q&A, people started to ask questions. But it was interesting. This is my observation. Chase, you can jump in at any moment. It was interesting that there was young people there, and I was talking to the young people, and I was discrediting what the older generation has taught them in many ways. And I would look at the crowd and I say, I know that you're going to get angry about this, but the facts are the facts. Wisdom is justified by our children. And the bottom line is what you've taught the younger generation is not only un-American and unconstitutional, but unbiblical. And so in saying that, interestingly enough, we would go back and forth on the questions. And people, every single question that I was asked came with, well, we know what we can't do this, but we can't do that. And I'd have to stop and say, no. That's why I'm here to tell you that you can do that. If you're looking for a reason why you can't do it, then what did you come to this meeting for?
In hindsight, looking at what all the different people are saying, the only person I can remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the only person, there's a younger lady who is with I can't remember if it was a high school group or a college group, saying that we are reaching out to our generation, we are doing this, that, and the other thing, what can we do to make it better, rather than everybody else in the room that was saying, oh, well, we can't go into the schools, we can't do this, we can't do that. This younger girl was like, we're doing this, let's make it happen, let's do it better. Remember who I'm talking about?
I think I do, vaguely.
We took a picture. I can't remember what her name was.
Here's the bottom line. Why did they come to the meeting in the first place? By the way, it was not a negative meeting. I'm just highlighting the squeaky wheel really quick, because for the most part, I heard through witness and discernment that there was a breed of people there that were actually willing to stand up and do this stuff.
Amen.
And so that was really cool. But going back to the squeaky wheel real quick, for 45 minutes I was pulling rugs. No, I'm telling you, you can do it. Pulling rugs. No, you have the law behind you. Pulling rugs. No, there's attorneys all across the country that are willing to stand up and even pay the dime if you're willing to go through the fire, because the state-run media will come in.
Yeah.
I got to say this, and I'm just getting this right now. Friends, people are sick and tired of being bullied by their government. People are sick and tired of their government lying. People are sick and tired of standing back and watching one man with a smile on his face act like he's holier than thou, like he's the coolest thing since sliced bread. People are sick and tired of this deceptive devil that is in the office, friends. People are sick and tired of the atheists attacking them. They're sick and tired of the homosexuals attacking them through totalitarian means. They're sick and tired of people saying, well, I'm just doing my job. People are sick and tired of politicians that are lying to them on a daily basis. It's the spirit of America right now. America is sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I praise God that America is coming into a position now where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now God can do something with the people whose backs are up against the wall and they've had enough. Now when we put our face towards heaven and say, Lord, what is it that you'll have us do? The Spirit will come in and he'll tell you what you can't do and what you don't want to do. But if you obey it, guess what? It'll get done. Yeah. You just have to obey what he tells you. And that's how you know. Yeah. That's how you can make distinction between the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the flesh. Because the Spirit always leads you whithersoever you don't always want to go.
Right.
And that's not in every case. But in much of the case, that is exactly it. It's like, how if you're saying, when you hear from the Holy Ghost, if you're saying to yourself, how do I do that? It's the Holy Ghost. If you're hearing within yourself, your flesh trembles when you hear what the Holy Ghost is commanding you to do, and you say to yourself, I can't do that, there's too many of them. Nope, you're hearing from the Holy Ghost. And I know I'm nailing somebody right now. And if you want to go ahead and call in and tap into the giftings, you can at any time. The number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Going back to Atlanta. So, we're going around the table. Then all of a sudden, we had a couple of people stand up and say, Bradley, do you mind if I say anything? And it was like, okay, that's fine. And it was so easily getting off of target, and the target was the younger people, colleges and high schools, and also politics, but that was secondary to what we were, actually going to Atlanta for. And so all of a sudden, one guy got up, and he said one thing, and then another lady said, what are we doing in Iraq at all? And I just stopped, and I just said, wait a second. I said, let's get back to our perspective, because it was interesting how simple it was for them to get caught up into what the conservatives have been offering them over the last 60 years, rhetorical thought, rhetorical talk.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what people are sick and tired of. And by the way, for the most part, this is why the younger people are angry with the older generation, because they see the older generation complaining about this criminal office, but they see very to little to nothing to be done concerning what he's doing to their country. Well, they're probably thinking to themselves, well, if they love us and love our country, somewhere. Why is it that they're always talking? Why is it that they're always on the phone gossiping about what's going on, but they're doing nothing about the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty backwards, friends. Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. Well,
amen.
If he did it then, he'll do it now, friends. He has not changed. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I'm kind of stuck on this, so I'm just going to stay on this. But give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. Is that not every Christian's job?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Wasn't it Jesus that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it the Lord that said, call unto me and I will answer? I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not? I think it was.
That's right.
Yeah. Doesn't the Bible tell us in the Old Testament that I am the Lord thy God, I change not? Doesn't it tell us in the New Testament, Hebrews 13, that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it says.
I'm sure that's what it says.
When I look in the book of Hebrews, and I begin to notice in the book of heroes concerning faith heroes, it tells me that, and what shall I say more, for the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon. And of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
Mm-hmm.
Bible also tells me that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. It also tells me that by the faith of the Son of God, we overcome the
world. That's right. You know,
I know we're dead to ourselves, but we live by the power of God, right? But all this defeatism that I hear across the country, namely through outlets, sickens me to no end.
I need to add on to that, too, because when you're going back and saying, you know, we're sick and we know we can't do this and we know we can't do that kind of mentality you were talking about with some of the people, is the fact that if you're putting your face in front of the state-run media, you're going to get a defeatism attitude. Oh, there's nothing we can do. It's overwhelming. We know we can't. Look at what happened when this guy stepped out and did this and that. Listen, the Lord does not operate through us through fear. Man's fear of man. He operates through us through faith in what the Lord can do. And when you're listing off, you know, Gideon and Samson and David and Moses and all these men of God who wrought these wonderful things on the Lord's behalf because he wrought them through them, I should say, they were men who were not qualified. They were men who thought, I cannot do this. I cannot speak, Lord. I am slow of speech. That's what Moses said. Gideon, I'm the least of my father's house. But it was the Lord who wrought these things through him. So when
you look at the disciples, the apostles, what were they? Stinky fishermen, tax collectors.
And the Bible says,
unlearned and ignorant men. But they saw, they observed that they were with Jesus.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And the point is when you think, well, I can't do this. And Lord, when you were talking earlier, you said I'm specifically talking to someone. That's so true for all of us. When you say, listen, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this. That's where the Spirit of God comes behind you and says, then no flesh will glory in my presence. I'm going to do this through you because it's his will to do it and not your own.
Well, let's go back to Hebrews 11 here, verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned the flight of the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now, what's interesting about that, too, is the fact that we hear from preachers today, well, that's a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. No, keep in mind, again, is what I just said, folks, the Lord has not changed, man has changed, and man's method is contrary to God's methods, and therefore, if you ever wonder why, well, let me give you an example. If I want to turn a lamp on, I got to take the plug and put it into the socket.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't put it into the socket, my power source, guess what? It's not going to work. We have to be lined up with the things of God. We can't do it our own way outside of what God has commanded us and expect God's results. It's just not going to work that way. And when you look at a nation, friends, for example, that wants to go ahead and try and do it their own way, well, we can see that doesn't work out very well. And going back to what I was going to talk about during the second segment concerning headline news, I got to share this with you because I hope you're getting as sick and tired of this as I am. Interestingly enough, on top of that, piggybacking that last comment, Egypt is actually calling out the Hamas now, saying that we're sick and tired of the Hamas.
Hmm.
We're sick and tired of the slaughter. We're sick and tired of you telling the world that we love death the way that you love life. Well, then let's send them to their death.
That's right.
And especially if they want to threaten. So I say let's go on. But to say that, friends, let's get to some of the headline news here again. Obama's half-brother spills beans on president. Now, how long have we been hearing that? Let's just dissect this. How long
we've
been hearing this for 6 years?
A lifetime.
Yeah, but these are headline news.
Right.
And there's people that are getting caught up into it, right? Okay, crowdfunding excites plans for third temple. Headline news. Border Patrol moral dips. Why even worry about it? Question mark. Ah, it's just your country and your posterity. 40,000 stranded with horrific death choice, face starvation on mountain, or terrorists slaughter you when you go to the bottom. Hand of God sent missile into sea, Iron Dome operator witnessed. Hamas TD, dress up as Jews to carry out suicide attacks.
Oh, is that just sick?
The Trojan horse.
Seriously.
Just like I've always said, friends, and I say again, what is exactly happening through this administration? We're one of you, we're one of you, we're one of you. But we're not going to do what one of you does.
That's right. You know them by their fruits.
Thank you. That's all you have to do is just take a step back, pay attention to what's coming off of their branches, and you know right then and there as to what you're dealing with. Cough and fever, white suit for you, fear of fatal. You ready for this one, guys? Now, here's another threat. Ebola sweeps U.S. Fear of fatal, Ebola sweeps U.S. Headline news. Hey, folks, as they say, if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Fear motivates you. What does that make you do? Oh, we got to go do this.
And who are you working
that
for? Fear of consequence or fear of God?
That's right.
One is healthy, one is not. Sheriff, pack heat Listen to this. A sheriff said this. Pack heat to stop bloody crime wave. Amen. That's good news.
Yeah.
That's someone that understands Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Shall not be infringed. Obama's latest cover-up backfired on him. How long have we been hearing about that?
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. This brings me up a good point. I just want to get this little side note in here. You know, if you're sick and tired
of going... Let's keep magnifying
this. Hold on. I'm going to turn this off. I'm going to turn this Sons of Liberty style, okay? When you go on many major outlets, you're going to get the defeatist story. You're going to get the bad news, okay? This new website, Sons of Liberty Media, just got put up. We're adding more stuff to it, you know, as we go along. But Sons of Liberty Media is going to give you not only what's going on out there, the problems per se, but we're also going to give you the answers. We're going to say this is what you can do about the problem. You're not going to leave our website feeling defeated and there's no hope. You're going to, yes, know what the problems are, but you're going to be motivated to action to say, what's my part in this? Lord, what would you have me do? There is literally 10 million battles out there that you could fight. You have to ask the Lord and say, Lord, where are you leading me? Is it this issue? Is it that issue? What do you want? There's a, you know, there's the harvest field, right? Which role, Lord, do you want me to plow? Everyone has to do their job. We're all part of the body of Christ.
You don't even have to ask and say, Lord, what would you have me do? You have plenty of people around you right now in every setting that you go to. So it's right there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts as to where we need to go and what we need to do.
That's right. You want specific leading direct, okay, right here, right here, right there. You could pick anything that you wanted to do. Do something. Don't just sit there and say, oh, it's just too late and there's no hope. Thank God, literally, that our founding forefathers did not have that type of defeatist mentality, even when they were down and out, and even when it was the lowest point of the Revolutionary War. Did they fight? Did George Washington say, oh, troops, go home. This tyrant's too much for us. The British is outnumber us. Just go home. No, no, no. He stood there and he fought because he knew that God was fighting with him. There are so many providential things that happened during that war. It's unbelievable.
God intervened because somebody believed, so God therefore would not leave himself without witness concerning the man that believed.
That's right. And he wrought it out through his actions on what he did on the behalf of George Washington and our country. And we are no different. As you mentioned in the scripture verse earlier, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. He is looking for those to and fro. I mean, the harvest is plenteous. The laborers are fewer. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. We're looking for people to go and do.
Oh, Lord, bless me,
the Lord.
The
Lord's hiding me,
Lord,
right now.
Lord, bless me and cause me to be in demand, Lord. Have those pastors across the country, have them, lead them, speak to their hearts to have them call me and bring me into their church and give me a $30,000 offering. Lord, bless me. Bless me so I can let the world see who I am. Bless me, Lord. Do it for me so I don't actually have to put my neck on the line, yep. Lord. Lord, bless me. Go ahead and Lord, I know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and he bore his cross and you commanded me to bear mine, but Lord, bless me so I don't have to bear my cross. Come on.
That sounds so true.
Oh, you know, bless me, Lord. You got to give me a first class ticket and you got to pay me this amount through a love offering. And if you don't do that, well, I just got to pass this time until you can actually raise the money for my next 10 house payments, you know, on my $1 million condo out in L.A. there. And I got one in Florida, too. That'll be another church. But Lord, bless me. Come on.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's sick.
And, you know, this reminds me, too, of years back, we would go out and we would go out to downtown Minneapolis. We would do the street preaching. We'd go out there, literally stand on top of an egg crate carton type thing. We'd stand up and we'd preach to all the people around. We'd do open-air preaching, just like John Wesley and those men of God generals did back in the day and still do today if you look at Ray Comfort and what he does.
You okay over there?
No, I'm fine. But what I'm saying is what was interesting is we were out there street preaching and we're out there, you know, it's a nerve-wracking thing. You're in the middle of, you know, everybody there right smack dab in the downtown heart of Minneapolis. And there's this lady that she came up and, you know, she was a Christian and talking to us and so on and so forth. We said, well, hey, do you want to get up there and go ahead and preach? And she's like, oh, well, you know, the Lord is hiding me right now.
That's exactly what she said.
Hiding me. I can still
see her say it.
The Lord is like hiding you. Hiding you from what? These people are going to hell literally all around you. And the Lord's hiding you?
Yeah,
that's his will?
Do you remember that other lady? She was an older lady, a blue-haired. And in this particular case, I remember her walking by and saying, I heard her say this. It was one of our street team members that was preaching at the time, and she had actually said, that's not my Jesus. And I looked at her and I said, I know it's not. I said, that's the problem.
Yep.
She goes, that's not my Jesus out there. I know. I said, basically, ma'am, what has your version of Christianity done for our country? We're out there doing what you left undone a long time ago. So we understand that the Jesus that you're talking about, bar Jesus, is not Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who spoke openly to the world, teaching them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We get it. We totally understand it. Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to actually bring forth Juan Williams.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day. And this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad, tell us the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have a prime opportunity right now to bring forth, Bradley, you always talk about, you know, how the conservatives aren't doing their job. They're not. They're magnifying the crimes. They're not magnifying the law against those that are committing the crimes. That's so they have something to talk about tomorrow, as I've shared so many times in the past. But I have a prime opportunity to show you exactly what I mean right now. PolitiFact, House Speaker John Boehner, R. Ohio, said that the House has no plans to impeach President Barack Hussein Obama, but that doesn't mean the idea isn't lurking in the wings. Folks, he's only got 2 years left. They've been talking, the conservatives have been talking this way since day one, year after year. Where is the credibility? Where is the force of these outlets, friends? Because what they should do, they don't do. What they should say, they don't say. So, again, I'm not here to try to put out their light. Listen, if they're doing something good, I'll be the first one to stand behind them all of the way. But I'm sick and tired of the fact that they're not doing their job and they are magnifying the crimes. And by the way, it's not just the Fox News. It's just the fear mongers as well. Those that love to tell you everything wrong with government. Well, are they exemplifying? Are they exhibiting the ways that you should take in order to actually deal with the problem? Are they righting the wrongs? Or are they just telling you what the problems are? Are they trying to scare you into submission so they can get into your wallet, friends? I see it all the time. And it sickens me, and I want to tell you people, those that do such thing, they are accountable before a just and holy God for bringing forth the wrong fear. It's a fear from under, friends, not from above. A fear from above actually moves you by His Spirit to do His biddings and His commandments. Okay? Now, going back to my point here, what's that? Oh, you can play the video. Okay, listen here, friends. I got the video here, but this is Fox News. No right, no wrong. It's always based on opinion. Very little will you hear of law. Very little, even more, will you ever hear about how anything is, you know, ordained of God in this country from these outlets. It's always their opinions. It's always the personalities, which I could care less about. I just care about the facts. But this is a prime opportunity for me to show you what Fox News is continuously promulgating through the airwaves on a daily basis. This is just one of thousands. And folks, this is the best that America's got, okay? They're second to none when it comes into the realm of stupidity and worthlessness. But again, listen to Juan Williams talk about the impeachment factor concerning Barack Hussein Obama. Keep in mind, Juan Williams, again, is a black man, so by just saying that, you probably already know what you've got coming. He does not represent the black population. But again, here the state-run media has a black man out there talking. Well, I'll let him say it. Go ahead.
Exactly that point. Do you think that the Republican opposition to this president, you heard Hakeem Jeffries talk about hatred, is racial? Or do you think it's based on principles and policies?
Well, all I can do is look at the numbers. If you look at the core constituency, the people who are in, let's say, Tea Party opposition support of impeachment, there's no diversity. It's a white, older group of people. As to whether or not it's racial, you know, look, as President Obama and others have said, there's some people who don't like him because of his race, some people who do like him. But I would say, if you just break it down as a matter of political analysis and say, who is this group? It reminds me that the Republican Party has become almost a completely white party.
Chris, if you were to open
Okay. Now, that coming from a black man, a news analysis on Fox News. Why would they put somebody up on there playing the same card as the MSNBCs?
Yeah.
Folks, people are tired of that. I have, over the last 6 years, have not heard one time, ever, anybody say anything derogatory about Barack Hussein Obama because of the color of his skin. Never one time. Now, I have heard the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, attack the white people, accusing the white people that are ruled by law, were to not judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
That's right.
Does that sound familiar, Brother Jesse Jackson? I want to be just like MLK, but I can't, so I'll just be the loser that I really am. Come on, friends, that's what he is. Right? I have never, ever heard anybody say anything about his color.
Yeah.
No, they've made it an attack. They've made it a way to assail the people that don't agree with them.
And
it's the black people, the Juan Williams from Fox News, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, that are attacking the white people. And folks, you better start putting that into context a long time ago. You've seen what they did with Zimmerman. You've seen what they did with Trayvon Martin. You've seen how they have continuously tried to play the race card. Even Brother John, that was a part of the civil rights movement back in the day, that went to jail with the MLKs of the world. He was even pulling out the race card.
Yeah.
We went and interviewed him, and we talked to him about it. Incredible.
Yeah.
Dude, where are you at?
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, and it's a scapegoat, like you said, because what people are doing is they're pointing out in Barack Obama and his administration the unlawful activity, the things, the policies, and so on and so forth. And because they're pointing out what he is doing, what he is carrying out by his actions, then because they have no means of escape of his horrible policies and everything that he's done.
Which is unlawful.
That's right. Then what they do is they say, oh, you're just racist.
Yeah, John Lewis was his name, by the way. I just didn't say his last name.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is no, it's not that we're racist. It's the fact that We are pointing out what
Sheila
is wrong
Jackson.
With the administration.
Yeah, and they're about as lawless as they can. And when you invoke or incite or recite or make reference to the law, they don't want to hear about the law.
Right.
It's Whitey's problem. It's Whitey that's the bad guy. Wait a second. Who's the racist? Who's doing the attacking here? Juan Williams. I mean, ridiculous. What if I was to say that? What if anybody else is to say that? There would be a race issue
sure.
there.
Yeah.
It's baloney.
I wonder if Alan West thinks that all the Republicans
no,
are white.
No, Alan West. I met Alan West. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I pink and blued him. He failed miserably. Oh, I got it on video.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, all these, you know, these they're these white older people.
He's
well, look
sticking
at
it.
Alan West. Look at all these different leaders that we have.
Bishop
that
Harry
are,
Jackson.
That's right. Star Parker.
E.W. Jackson.
All these
yep.
different people who are black. And it doesn't matter if you're black, red, pink. We've said a million times.
I can tell you this, just to interject this thought into our conversation, I have heard black preachers and I have heard black men tell me that they are ashamed that the president of the United States happened to be, they're ashamed of him because he's the first black African American is what they said.
That's
and by
right.
the way, I'll pull out the word African American because I don't care what color you are. Okay. Don't tell me you're a Mexican American. Don't tell me you're an African American. We're all Americans if we've come into this country and we all love what God has bestowed upon us because He shed His grace upon us. Hey, we're all in this together, but we're doing it the right way. Now, when you get these people that are playing the divisive card, the race card, divide and conquer, this is ridiculous. And this is, it's like, when are you people going to get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and say enough of all of them? All of them, the Sheila Jacksons, the Juan Williams. Fox News has no business having this joker on there whatsoever.
Well,
he's about as liberal as they get, and I'm talking about as lawless friends as you can get, and he has no business there. But again, for the sake of gossip, they have him there so you'll talk about the very issues. I say let's get rid of the problem, those that compromise the laws of our constitutional republic. I say let's get rid of the leaving of the lump, and then we can understand again what it's like to have a free nation.
That's right.
It really does sicken
me. We have a job to do, and you know what? It's a matter of principle. It's a matter of the fruit of people's actions. It's not a matter of the color of their skin, but the content of their character, as Martin Luther King Jr. so rightly pointed out, and what they are doing. So this issue is so juvenile to me when people go
it
back and forth to the
but
race
it's,
issue.
But it's an attack method. You need
right.
to understand. People need to understand this is a method of attack.
That's exactly right.
Accuse them while we perpetuate the crime. While we commit the crime, accuse them, accuse them, accuse them. This is nothing new under the sun, friends. And every Tea Party I go to, by the way, I always tell them, if you can understand the ideologies of these communist criminals towards your country, the current administration, the Saul Alinskys, the Hillary Clintons, the Barack Hussein Obamas, and so on and so forth. If you can understand this one point, you will grow leaps and bounds in understanding what God said in Isaiah 5:21 or 5:20. They will put dark for light and light for darkness. They will put evil for good and good for evil. Now, you need to keep in mind this is how they do it. They smack your face. They pull your hair. They cry victim while they continuously push for their ideologies to be implemented illegally.
That's right.
That's what they do. That is the definition of totalitarianism, friends. And again, how many times does one need to be told this? Well, we're told the same things through the state-run media, so I'm going to keep pushing the Word of God, and I'm going to be pushing what's going to expose and take the cloak of covering off these sinners who mean to destroy. And, friends, I also want to interject this, too. You need to keep in mind, these people aren't playing games. They really mean to destroy your country. I hope good majority of you people have already figured this out. They mean to destroy your country. And what are they going to do when you're destroyed? Well, then they begin to destroy themselves. That's how history teaches us what we should know before we allow it to take place again.
And for those of you that say, listen, I want to roll forward with the Word of God with you and keep on the march with you, because we're not in a defensive, we're on the offensive. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, make a donation to help us keep getting out there to more people and doing what we're doing.
Amen. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.